The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I'm very excited today because I just saw this woman on a movie, and we're talking about Sam J. Let's make some noise. Let's go.
Let's go.
I was holding it. You walked into the room, and I wanted to ask you, and I said, no, hold your question. What was it like working with Jonah Hill and Eddie Murphy simultaneously?
Nerve-wracking.
The Eddie Murphy interview has eluded me. Like, what is that like just to be in the presence?
Wild. I mean, like, for me, I was just nervous. You know what I mean? Like, it's Eddie, and I just didn't want to say anything, like, dumb, where he just walked away like, I hate this person. Never bring this person around me ever again. So I was just trying to be, like, cool. Like, I'm going to just chill. I'm going to let Eddie talk. But you feel Eddie, like, when he walks in the room shifts. Mm.
People
you
know move what I mean? Different.
Yeah, it's like he has that type of energy where everyone's like, oh, he's here. And I feel like the whole time, anytime he talked, we were all just kind of staring like, is he going to do it? Is he going to like Eddie Murphy on us?
Were you uncomfortable or were you on a better game, you think?
Probably a little bit of both. You know what I mean? Like, definitely uncomfortable, but definitely also, like, I got to come for my A game. Like, we only had one scene together where it was, like, me and him throwing lines. And that was when I was like, I got to at least make him laugh. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Mm. Did he say anything after? Or is he the type that walks on, walks off?
Yeah, again? Walks on, walks off.
He's a star like that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's been doing it for a long time.
Yeah,
so,
like he comes in, he does what he needs to do, and he goes.
He's like, now give me my check.
I'm out.
Yeah. I wanted Sam to come in here and say, no, he did Donkey for me and all that.
Nah, that's what, I was like, maybe he will, but nah. But it's him just talking. He is who he is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So him just talking or throwing a story at us, it was still, you were getting that. You were like, oh, wow, he's doing it.
What about Jonah Hill? What was he like to work with?
Most of my scenes with Jonah.
Yeah, you guys, everything I did
with Jonah, and it was a lot of just me and him. Mm-hmm. So I got to really know him a little bit. I won't say like I know him like a best friend, but we talked a lot in between scenes and on break, and like he's mad cool. Like he was way cooler than I thought it was gonna be. He's super chill, and we just chatted about life a lot and just girlfriends.
I hope when I ask people because he seems cool, but sometimes you hear people behind they're like they're not that cool when you work with him.
Nah, Jonah was cool. I cannot say that about Jonah Hill. He was really cool. It was my first movie. It was my first time doing it.
I didn't know that. That was your first movie.
Yeah, so he was real gracious.
That's kind of a big deal.
And super patient.
I mean,
and
I think that would have to be intimidating in its own right, too, right?
Absolutely.
Especially because you come from a stand-up background.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely.
Was he able to help coach you through that a little bit, too? Did he give you any advice, Jonah Hill?
Not really. Like, I didn't want to be like what am I doing? This that person. So I was kind of just like chilling and watching and, you know, kind of picking up that way. But I will say, we talked a lot in between scenes, and I don't think that was unintentional. Mm. And he asked me real questions about myself and like who I was. And that allowed me to feel like he was a friend. And so I think the chemistry people see on camera where they're like, y'all should really do a podcast. Y'all, it was like Jonah helped that by just being chill off camera and being like, what's your girl like? What's this like?
That
what's
means
that
he
like?
He probably wanted to bring that calmness to you. He wanted you to feel comfortable.
I think it was definitely intentional,
I like that. I love hearing
We jumped right to the movie with you, Jonah Hill, and Eddie Murphy, but of course you have the HBO special, you have the Netflix, the Comedy Central, the SNL writing credits.
Yeah.
You wrote Black Jeopardy.
I did not write Black Jeopardy.
I co-wrote
one of the many of a Black Jeopardy.
Damn.
Gene, the second I read that, I was like, oh, she's amazing.
So it was around before I even got there. It's a Brian Tucker, Michael Che creation.
Oh, okay.
Sam, just come in here and say,
I did not. I just jumped on one.
Contributed.
Yeah. Which one?
Chadwick Boseman one.
Okay.
That's one of the most iconic ones of all. Yeah.
What was that like knowing that you were part of that's history.
I didn't know at the time.
Yeah.
I was just trying not to get fired.
When you said that hit different. I know. Like, is this going to be good? Now that you're a part of history, do people ask you that? Because for me, right away, knowing that, I mean, that's one of the most famous Black Jeopardies of all time.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It's like you don't know what you're doing when you're doing it. You're just doing it. You know what I mean? And then it's like, oh, it came out cool. That's fire. You know, like, especially with the show, like, SNL's going so fast. There's so much going on. You're just like, I hope this don't stink. You know, I hope I don't got to sit next to Lauren and he's rolling his eyes and turning his back on me because it's bad. So that's really where your head's at.
Does he do that kind of thing?
I mean, it's happened to me. I won't say he does that kind of thing, but I've definitely put some stuff up bad enough.
Damn. That's everybody. That's, you know, there's highs and lows in everybody's
Absolutely.
Career.
Absolutely.
Nobody bats.
Speaking
a
of rolling eyes, Sam, you're the first person I ever got to tell this to. I bumped into you at the SNL after party.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that, that felt cool coming out my mouth.
Day, it's, when I was with Dave Chappelle, and when I was with Mark Cuban, and when I was, do you ever get starstruck? When you said Eddie Murphy, is there anybody else that you've been in the presence of that you're like, whoa, the aura of that person?
Nah, not really. Not really. Probably Gal Gadot and Eddie Murphy. Yeah.
Those two. Those are two pretty big people.
Yeah.
Anybody you want to work with that's on the list, the checkoff list? Because that, I mean, I can't even imagine. That's a big question.
Yeah.
Like maybe three people you're like, you know, I'd really like to work with.
Leonardo DiCaprio. I just love him.
I would say the greatest actor of our generation.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know that I'd ever do anything worthy in my life to be aligned with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Well, I mean, you already worked with Jonah Hill,
but
so it's there.
I just love it. I just love Leo. I just think he's dope. You know what? I'm a Leo baby. I grew up on Leo. He's hot, but he's also just like chill. He doesn't seem like he cares too much about being hot because he knows he's hot.
You can listen to good hip hop and smoke weed with him.
Yeah. It seems like he's just cool.
Are we throwing all that out there with Leo?
I feel like he's that cool, but then I feel like he'll make you like a dope brie. And you're like, this is so
nice
fire.
Yeah,
this is fire.
Oh, charcuterie board.
Yeah,
you just have nothing but beautiful, like 25 and under women.
I don't want nothing to do with that part.
She said, don't bring me into that. That's the only man that had Rihanna chase. You know, I've never seen Rihanna chase a man. That's the
He got that essence.
Yeah,
for sure.
I was like, oh, she hopped around parties.
I just want to identify now going forward as a Leo baby.
Leo baby.
I've
been watching him a long time.
How did you get started? How did this all happen? Like, obviously,
what was the break?
I don't know that there was a break. I always just feel like it's a culmination of like stuff. Like, you do this thing, it leads to this thing, and then this thing leads to this thing, and it's never really one thing. It's just like a bunch of stuff. I feel like SNL was a huge moment. It definitely shifted everything and like pointed everything
in a big deal.
Different direction. Yeah, you know what I mean? Definitely. But I just feel like it was a bunch of stuff, a bunch of showcases, a bunch of festivals, a bunch of stuff, you know?
How do you tell your family, I'm going to tell jokes for a living?
Honestly, I just went and did what I wanted to do. You know, I was kind of at an age where, like, I started doing comedy. I was, like, 29, 28. So it was like, I was grown. Yeah. I didn't really need to like check
you didn't
in
tell
with
mom
them.
Or anybody. Yeah.
Yeah, like about what I was doing. I just kind of went and pursued it kind of on my own. And I really didn't talk to them about it. I was probably doing comedy like 2 years before I really was like, hey, guys, I do this thing.
What did they say?
They're like, oh, we want to come see you. That's all. They were just supportive. They were like, oh, we just want to come see you. Do
they show you out now? Are they showing like look what Sam's doing? Do they tell everybody or
my aunt does? I got an auntie that does that a lot. I'm not on Facebook, but I hear it's annoying.
I'm from a small town, and my mom, she used to own a bar. She would put my name on the marquee when I was coming to town. I'm like, mom.
I got an auntie that don't quit. But I love her though. I love her.
Yeah, you gotta love that support.
Love that, she's proud of you.
Yeah.
Now you're out on your nationwide tour, the Me and You tour. What's the premise behind the Me and You and the name and everything you're pushing with that, bro?
You know, I honestly didn't know what to name the tour, and I was like writing down a bunch of names that I thought would be cool. And then I'm an Outkast fan, so you know, man,
you just won the room in here now.
And I just thought like that's where we're at in the tour. Like I've purged a bunch of material. I just put out an hour, so it's not like I have a theme yet or I know exactly what I'm talking about. But it's like we coming together and we gonna vibe and we gonna chat. So it's like it's me and y'all.
Mm. I love that. Sam James, one of the best conversations we've had in a minute.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm glad it was a good vibe. I appreciate y'all having
very
me.
Very good vibe. All right, trust me, you're going to have a good time.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.